Welcome back, Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
I think America's like a sleeping giant, and I think it's beginning to wake up, and I want to help with the awakening so that it survives. All creepily got your friggin' nose all up in everybody's hair. Now, I personally don't like him. I think the guy's a complete moron.
Now's the time to stand up for yourself and stand up for what you believe in.
You don't go from a bartender to a congresswoman. It's just so dumb.
Facebook or what have you. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election. Elon Musk says this is all to help people because he is just a free speech, philosophically clear, open-minded helper.
Look, who knows? I think that's an example of a broader question for Twitter, which is, if you get invited to something where there are no rules, where there is total freedom for everybody, do you actually want to go to that party, or are you going to decide to stay home? And that's a question for Twitter users. Some Twitter users might love the idea that there's going to be absolutely no moderation and no rules at all. Others might not want to be anywhere near that. Am I crazy, Matt?
No, you're right. And what happens to the advertising? I mean, if there's no moderation or little moderation, do the advertisers stay away? What does that do to the business prospects for Twitter itself?
The Surgeon General has said that misinformation about COVID amounts to a public health crisis.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, regardless of ownership, would the White House be interested in working with Twitter like it has in the past to continue to combat this kind of misinformation? Or are we in a different part of the pandemic where that kind of partnership is no longer necessary?
Well, I think we engage regularly with all social media platforms about steps that can be taken. That has continued, and I'm sure it will continue. But there are also reforms that we think Congress could take, and we would support taking, including reforming Section 230, enacting antitrust reforms, requiring more transparency, and the president is encouraged by the bipartisan support for or engagement in those efforts.
Oh, yes, the leftist meltdowns have begun. All of the lies are being spewed out and flung all over the place. They're hitting the alert button, trying to use their fear tactics to scare everybody. Democracy is over because Elon Musk bought Twitter. It's amazing. Unfortunately, I recorded Tuesday's episode, and I'm always a day behind, so I recorded Tuesday's episode on Monday. At the time that I recorded it, Elon Musk and Twitter had not yet reached a deal on the purchase of the company. There was talks about it. I talked about that a very little bit at the end of that episode. Well, unfortunately, it happened during the daytime, and this episode's a little bit late, but better late than never. So they reached a deal at $44 billion. Elon Musk is now the owner of Twitter. It looks like from what he is saying and all of the reports that are coming out, no major changes are going to happen. The workers there are going to be more or less safe for about 6 months until all of the new direction that Elon Musk has for the company is going to take place. I'm sure that he's going to start the transitioning process, but I guess it won't be fully complete for at least 6 months. Of course, you know, all the Twitter employees are freaking out. They are just having a meltdown themselves. But now that it has been purchased, and like I said in the previous episode, how all the leftists are going to have just a meltdown. They're all screaming and crying, and well, it has begun. The audio clips that I played for you, there is so much there. I mean, I could do the entire show just unpacking those few audio clips, and we're going to go get into them, see how far it takes me into the show. I have a couple other things here I did want to talk about, but if I don't get to them, then we will get to them tomorrow. So, the very first audio clip where they are talking about turning down the dial, making sure people don't see articles, and turning down news outlets or what people are saying, more or less shadow banning you know, kind of like what's happening to all conservatives right now, like what happened in the 2020 election when they killed the New York Post from running anything about the Hunter Biden laptop, which could have had a real impact in the 2020 election because they have done polls since that day. And in the polls, it looks like somewhere between 8 and 20% of people, had they had known about the whole Hunter Biden laptop deal, they would have changed their vote. Would that have changed the outcome? Who knows? It's a 8 to 20% is a large amount of people potentially could have changed the outcome. If you believe that the election was fair and square, you know, there's a lot of questions around that too. So what he is freaking out about there is the very thing that has already been done by the leftists, by Twitter, to anybody on the right, any conservative, anybody that does care about free speech and freedom of press. They suppressed stories to exact an outcome. The second audio, Brian Fat Stelter. Yes. I'm not saying I'm a good looking guy, because when I look in the mirror, I don't even want to see myself, to be honest with you. I look in the mirror in the morning and I scare myself. Oh God. Yeah, I have one of those moments every morning. The good news is it helps me wake up. When you're scared, you tend to get wide awake. So it kind of helps me wake up. And then the bad side is that it just reminds me on a daily basis how ugly I truly am. But Fat Stelter is equally or more ugly than I. And he is over here trying to say that if you don't want to be part of the Twitter party that's going to have no rules, regulations, and laws, it's going to be a lawless society. Twitter is going to be completely lawless via what he is saying in that audio clip, that it would be best for you not to use the platform and don't join the party. He also kind of pointed out there are certain people that are going to love it, that it has no rules and regulations, because then they're just going to be able to go hog wild. Well, sorry, Stelter. That is just pushing fear and propaganda, because Elon Musk is not making it a lawless platform. He is just going to follow our First Amendment right of freedom of speech. There are going to be rules and regulations on the platform. You're not going to be allowed to just go in there and threaten people's lives and say you're going to kill anybody. You're not going to be able to go in there like you currently are able to do and do human trafficking, like Twitter's been hit for quite a few times because you have accounts of human traffickers. Or maybe Elon Musk will actually do the right thing and take some of the leaders, ISIS leaders, off online, the ones that scream death to America and they want to kill all of us. And they'll actually take some really people that shouldn't have any type of a platform on there off. But as far as rules and regulations go, no, there is not going to be a change other than transparency. Elon Musk wants to make the algorithm transparent. In doing so, reinstating free speech and making that transparent, you could see if it's being equally applied across the board. You're going to see if we are being singled out more or if they are being singled out more. It's going to give it checkpoints. You're going to be able to go in there and know that what is being done is fair across the board, as it should be. There shouldn't be any secrets. There shouldn't be any hiding. Algorithm-wise, we should all know how the algorithm works. I know the reason that Twitter's freaking out and they don't want you to see it is because it's dialed into one direction. And anybody who's been on Twitter knows that what I'm saying right now is not lies. It's not hyperbole. It is what it is. If you are on there and you are a conservative, you absolutely get shadow banned. You get blocked. Everything that they're worried about happening to them is happening to us currently. Also, Fat Stelter said, you shouldn't be at the party. Make your choice whether you want to be on the platform. Well, hey, listen, it's a free country. You can be on there if you want to, or you don't have to be on there if you don't want to. I stayed on there. I tweet things out. I never really get any responses. Just today was the first time that I sent one or two little things out, and oh my God, I got a couple hearts. It was amazing. I couldn't believe it. There was some interaction. That already makes me even more secure in saying that I know I was being shadow banned, because prior to that, I could say whatever the hell I wanted to say and I wouldn't get anything out of it. But yes, liberals, you are free to be on the platform or not. Stelter is not lying about that. If you don't want to be there, you don't have to. I remember, well, you know, I'm not that old, and it wasn't that long ago, but I remember when Donald Trump and the 2020 election happened, and most people said once they kicked Trump off of Twitter that they're going to leave Twitter, and all the leftists were like, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you on the way out. Well, I'm having the same feeling right now. The way you told all of us to leave and build our own platforms, and if you want, go somewhere else where you guys can all be together. Well, the same applies right now, I guess. I guess if you're freaking out that much and you're worried about everything that much, well, guess what? Just like you said to us, don't let the door hit you on the way out and go build your own platform just like you told us, right? That was the whole thing. You don't have to be on Twitter. No one's forcing you to be on Twitter. No one's holding a gun to your head to be on Twitter. So if you don't want to be on Twitter, take a hike. Go somewhere else. Go spew your poison on a different platform. And I guess Twitter will be taken back over by people with common sense. And maybe, just maybe, the platform will do much better than it has done in the past. Twitter, at one point, had a, I think their stock, and I was going back, I want to say I hit back about 5 years ago. So if it's earlier than that, I think that at one point they were around $77 a share. Now, currently, they're around $50 or $49. Everything looks like it's going down. Elon Musk shook everything pretty good, and people are freaking out all over the place. But I mean, it may regain its former glory if you restore some type of honesty to the platform, that you can say what you gotta say, be peaceful with each other, have good debates, you know, peaceful debates, agree to disagree if you don't agree on stuff, and make it the public square it's designed to be. We'll see. And I mean, I would like to say I'm hopeful, but it is Twitter. So at the end of the day, I think we've all been conditioned that Twitter's just a hellhole and that's all it's ever going to be. We'll see. Lastly, Jen Psaki, I really love. Yes, they're going to continue to work with multiple social media platforms. They work with all of them. Well, we know that's for sure. We definitely know that's for sure, because they were all suppressing everything about the former candidate, Biden, son being a crackhead, hooker-loving, Ukraine money-stealing, China-playing dirtbag. Yeah, we got that. So, yeah, we know you're working very closely with them. And I do really like that now it makes sense for her in the White House that they really need to take a look at that 230. Now, all of a sudden, the 230 that we've been screaming about, that, hey, if they're going to act as a news organization, if people are going to go there to carry news, then they need to follow the same rules that the news media outlets have to follow. So it's ironic that now is her moment to say, this is where it's important and now we should take a look at that, and there's bipartisan support. And yes, we're going to take a hard look at that, because there's ways to what? To stomp out Elon Musk, to try to make sure the platform doesn't produce for him, that becomes a bad investment, because you know right now they're all rooting for him to fail. I have seen so many tweets, oh my God, of people leaving Twitter and flaring up. I mean, it's like hemorrhoids all over the place, and you ain't got enough cream to squirt them all down. They are really, really up in arms because Elon Musk, who you would think, these are leftists now. This is the guy that invents electric cars. This guy is not a conservative by any means. He is very left-leaning or centered left-leaning. He's not a hardcore right conservative by any means. You would think that Mr. Green, you know, Mr. Electric Vehicles, that they would love this guy. But God forbid, because, you know, didn't leftists, don't they always believe, supposedly, that's what they stand for, supposedly free speech. If that's what you believe in, this should be a positive thing. It's going to be restored. But they're having a moment because they feel like what? That now real news is going to get out. You guys are scared of what people are going to be able to see. You're losing a little bit. Yeah. A little bit of your power is shrinking away. Oh, it's a good thing. I mean, this guy spent $44 billion of his own dollars to buy this company. No guarantee on turning a profit. You know, I do agree with one thing that was said with Stelter over there, which is, you know, the people that are doing advertising in there, are they going to continue to advertise? Is it going to cost Elon Musk money? I mean, you could look at it that way. I look at it as all of the conservative companies that can't advertise on there or have limited advertising on there because Twitter was not interested in pushing any type of conservative businesses. I think you're going to pick up a lot more advertising, even if you are going to lose some of the more extreme ones that don't want to be associated with it. But I don't see that being a problem. I do agree it's going to have somewhat of an impact. You know, they were telling the truth on some points there, but I don't think it's going to be the devastating impact that they say it's going to be. And, you know, it isn't just me and probably every conservative and independent that's neutral that are excited saying, oh, maybe this thing will be, you know, restored back to something pretty decent. Dorsey himself, he said he loves Twitter. Twitter's the closest thing that we have to a global consensus. Dorsey said the idea and service is all that matters to him and that he'll do whatever it takes to protect both. Twitter as a company has always been his sole issue and his biggest regret. He said it has been owned by Wall Street and the ad model. Taking it back from Wall Street is the correct first step. I went on his Twitter, and he was laying out a lot. Apparently, him and Elon Musk are they're chummy. You know, they're buddies. I would assume up to a certain point. And I agree with them. You know, first and foremost, let's get politics out of it. And by politics, I mean people that want it to be run as a propaganda machine. Let's get them out of there. And start running it as a corporation should run. What's best for the corporation, not what's best for the government. That's not the way this works. So even Dorsey, you know, one of the founders, even him thinks that this is a good thing that Elon Musk bought Twitter. And what I have been reading all day, mainly the reason that Twitter was sold to him was in line with the video that I put out this weekend. And what I've said on previous episodes about they're not being responsible for their shareholders. You're getting a really solid offer from somebody. And they own a fraction of the company. They own a percent or less. The fact is that since you own such a little bit of the stock, you're not looking out for the interests of your shareholders. And they're the ones that you're supposed to be looking out for the interest in making the money. And I think they finally felt, or at least that's the way it's reading to me, backed into a corner where you have to sell it. The deal's too good. He's offering you a really solid deal. And these people stand to make a lot of money. And if you were to turn it down, what do you think would have happened to Twitter stock? Had they had said, no, 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 we're not going to do it, I'm sure Musk would have sold all his stock and left Twitter. You would have had a whole bunch of other people leave Twitter, and you would have probably had a lot of advertisers and shareholders that are like, oh, I'm selling my shares because this company, you know, it's not looking out for my best interest. So they would have went down one way or the other. So I feel like from what I've read, they got backed into a corner where they had no choice but to sell to Musk. And again, he's got Dorsey's support. He's got probably more than you would believe. He's probably got 70 to 80% support in America, and it's that little 20 to 30% on Twitter that are flaring up because, you know, in their opinion, democracy is now gone. It's ruined. You see what I said? I could talk almost the entire time about Twitter. What are we about? Almost 20 minutes in? That was quick. Yeah, but that's the way it is. All right. Oh, yes, Section 42. That was one I had on the menu. Section 42 is temporarily blocked until it reaches the court. It blocked it for about 10 days. It is preventing Biden from removing it. Believe it or not, there is support on both sides to not remove it. If you believe that we're in a pandemic, and I know I always say that, you may be sick of me hearing me say that, but I just don't believe it. We in Florida, man, it's great. You know, when I go out now, I would say the ratio of people to masks, anybody wearing a mask, God, it's got to be like 95 to 98% of Floridians, at least Palm Beach County North, are not wearing masks. Maybe in Miami-Dade, it's a little bit heavier, and Broward, which is our bluest county, maybe that, you know, it's a little heavier and people are doing it for you know, virtue signaling or whatnot. But for the most part, you know, pandemic's over. However, if you believe in the pandemic, why would you want to let sick people across the border to continue to infect people in the United States, to continue the pandemic, to continue the hardships that the American people are having to go through, and now you are causing it by allowing them in? So there is support on both sides. It is going to be temporarily blocked until it gets to court to see where it goes from there, whether it's going to be fully blocked or if it's not. You know, I mean, I kind of hope it holds up. Depending on the judge they get, is it a Biden or Obama-appointed judge, or is it a Trump-appointed judge, or is it a judge that actually is doing their damn job and they're staying out of politics and they're just following the rule of law? You know, it's all really going to depend on where it ends up. We'll see. All right, now election's only about 6 months out, and I just want to continue to remind people that if you're having problems at the pump, and, you know, that's hurting you financially, keep in mind who did that to you. That would be Joe Biden, not Putin. Joe Biden. I also would like you to remember that him and Buttigieg and Harris all think that to solve your woes would be to go out and spend a lot of money and buy an electric vehicle. It's about to get dumb. Problem with that's going to be, number one, yeah, you know, you may not like electric vehicles, so you don't want one. First and foremost, this is in America. It's America, Jack. You can buy what you want to buy. You ain't got to buy what somebody tells you to buy. But beyond that, you know, financially, that could be a little bit of a struggle for you, depending on who you are, depending if you want to make that payment. Maybe you got a car you just paid off and you're all excited and you don't want a new car, and now you're just getting killed at the gas tank. Well, Joe Biden still thinks the best case scenario, the easiest way out of your hardship with gasoline, is for you to go purchase a $50,000 electric vehicle. Well, that might not be the case for very long. Joe Biden and other Green New Deal advocates continue to push for electric vehicles, but without the necessary domestic supply of batteries. The two most essential and expensive components in lithium batteries, the cathodes, if I said that wrong, sorry, and the anodes, are almost exclusively produced in China. According to Axios, the U.S. is behind Europe and China in its battery capabilities. Demand for batteries will skyrocket in the coming decades. If the U.S. wants to control and own energy, it'll need to secure resilient supply chains for critical materials and other components. We don't have them. You know, long story short, this article, you don't have them. So how are you going to power the vehicle if you don't have the components to get the battery? Not to mention, we're not on real great terms right now with China. You know, the whole situation between Ukraine, Russia, China, it's all a mess over there right now. China's threatening Taiwan. If they end up getting into war with Taiwan, Taiwan manufactures, you know, about the microchips for about everything that you use. That's going to be another issue. China is positioning themselves to hold the rest of the world hostage for goods that we must have. And then you're going to have to pay the piper. You're going to have to pay whatever price they want you to pay, which will continue to enrich them and ultimately get them to their goal of becoming the new world superpower. So Joe's idea of buying electric vehicles may not be the best idea after all, if you just look at it from that point of view. The fact of the matter is, we don't have the materials. You're struggling to get the materials. And the country that I know they all love the most, and it's true, you know, the Democratic Party, they love China's model because it's a communist model that they believe works, and they would love nothing more than to mirror image that model of communism here in the United States, is more or less going to hold you hostage to give you those materials. So I would say your best solution is to keep your gas-powered vehicle, and for Biden to allow us to become energy independent, drill our own fuel, get our own oil so we can make our own fuel, and open the pipelines back up here at home, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation when it's $2 a gallon where there's nothing to talk about. So that, to me, would make the most sense. And I just want to remind everybody of that, because really, 6 months and you know how fast it's going to go. Listen, let's be honest. We're all adults now. And if you're younger, you're starting to feel it. If you're early in your early 20s, even in your late teens, 18, 19 years old, you're going to 20 years old, you start realizing how fast time goes by. You know, just yesterday it was Christmas and it was cool everywhere. Here in Florida, we're already starting to feel the summer weather. Come May, it's already hot out. We're hitting 90 degrees some days now. We're cooking. You know, we're not getting any cold days anymore. So time flies. Before you know it, you're going to blink and election day is going to be here. Because once summer starts and everybody's happy and they're going to the beach, that's short-lived. 6-7 weeks later, that's all done with. And now fall starts sinking in and you're getting closer. You're in September, you're getting closer to October, and it's right after Halloween. So, I mean, it's going to go fast. Keep in mind the price that we are paying at the grocery store. Keep in mind the price you're paying at the gas pump. Keep in mind how chaotic the world is right now. Keep in mind who is the reason for all of these things. It's going to make your choice in November very easy. Do you want to continue down this path of destruction? Or would we like to stop things and slow them down, get this guy out of the White House 2 years from now, and put somebody in there that's America first, that's going to drive inflation, it's going to drive gas, everything's going to go back down to where it should be so that we can all live our best lives. I'm just saying. All right, if you'd like to follow me, I'm at Twitter, at LJConsercrn. Gab or Parler, I'm at The Real Little Joe. Cloud Hub, I'm at Little Joe CC. Facebook, I'm at Little Joe's Conservative Corner. Rumble, Little Joe's Conservative Corner. YouTube, Little Joe CC. And if you'd like to reach out to me, you can go to my website, littlejoecc.com. Go to the contact section, leave me a message. I will answer. Otherwise, it's hump day, and you made it. Tomorrow's a new day. We'll do it again tomorrow.